The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say.
Feels
We're
that all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
You know, this morning we reached out to the Kings County Sheriff, and he said, I'm sorry, but I've got to go evacuate 60,000 cattle, I think, in Corcoran. I'm on my way to assess. So joining us on the phone is the Assistant Sheriff of Kings County, and that's Robert Thayer. Robert, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. So definitely a situation, especially in Corcoran.
Yeah, down there in the lake bottom. You know, as the sheriff had told you, you know, evacuating some cattle from down there and also tending to what I'm told is about over 1 million chickens that's in a Foster's Farm ranch down there that's currently receiving water.
How does that even, how do you begin to evacuate a situation like that? A million chicken. He said up to 60,000 cattle. I couldn't even imagine the kinds of equipment you're going to need to evacuate all of those.
Well, lots of cattle haulers. My understanding is that Foster Farms has sent equipment south down to Corcoran to begin their processes of what they're trying to get taken care of. You know, these people that are familiar with the lake bottom, that work in the lake bottom, that have property down on lake bottom are aware of it being a lake or the potential to become a lake again. So, you know, they have their emergency measures in place. A lot of people have already, you know, removed their equipment and things of value and have gotten them to the higher ground and out of the lake bottom, actually. So although we're still dealing with some things, it's not as terrible as it could be.
How would you assess the situation in Kings County in terms of, you know, how bad is it?
Well, you know, as long as we can manage the waterways, the water coming out of Pine Flat Lake, which is the Kings River, you have the water coming out of Quia Lake, which is the St. John's that comes into Cross Creek in our county, Lake Success in Porterville, which is the Tule, and Lake Isabella, you know, from Bakersfield, that all ultimately finds its way to the lake bottom. And as long as we can keep the channels and those waterways from breaching, then it's just the natural process to get that water down into the lake bottom in these types of years. It's been since the, you know, mid-90s, I believe, is the last time that at least a portion of the lake bottom had flooded. So, you know, the main thing is that, is keeping the water within its channelways and brought down safely, if you will. And then the farmers down in the lake bottom that have that land, they kind of manage and push the water where they want to start flooding that lake bottom in a, you know, in an organized fashion. The challenge is when some of these storms, there's just been unprecedented flow into local creeks that just came down. It's not being controlled by dams. It's just that the water's coming in below those dams. And that created some initial issues in our county. I know Tulare County, our neighbor to the east, was suffering some of that as well, just trying to control unregulated or uncontrolled water was very challenging. And it looks like we're past that now, hoping, you know, that we have our fingers crossed that this next storm that comes in next week is will be gentle, and that we can just continue to manage it as we have been.
Well, the sheriff yesterday had a news conference. He said this will impact the world if people can just grasp that. These farmers and ranchers feed the world, and we're going to have 1 million acre feet of water covering up an area that feeds the world. So
yeah,
it sounds like that farmland is out of production.
Well, it probably will be. For the most part, there's still a lot of it that is actually dry. If you were, we fly it as often as the weather permits us in our aircraft, and there's still a big portion of it that is dry. I've seen reports that lake bottom and historic flooding is 1,000 square miles. So you can imagine how big that is. And what we're talking about now is, you know, 4 or 5 square miles maybe of water that has reached the lake bottom. But it's still continuing to pour in. Just some real quick stats. If you pull into the city of Corcoran, you know, their sign welcoming visitors to Corcoran, you know, displays it as the farming capital of the world, and it is. It's, you know, they have, you know, over $2 billion in ag value in this county, and a significant portion of it is down there in the lake bottom.
We're talking with Kings County Assistant Sheriff Robert Thayer, and you know, you've got another factor here too, and that is we've got in one of our sound bites this morning, the sheriff's warning people, don't get out your kayaks and boats because this is not a recreational area. Is that really happening with people?
It was on Saturday. I think typical, you know, there's people, when the lake bottom is dry, there's still waterways that pour through there and avid fishing places for, you know, fishing holes for people to go fishing. And so I think people just wanted to go out there and do what they typically do, not realizing that the lake bottom is starting to fill with water. And so, you know, we pushed those folks away and haven't really had contact with that type of environment since. But that's where that came from, is that, hey, this isn't the time to come down and start checking things out and what we call looky-loos. You know, this isn't an opportunity to do that or a safe time to do it, because there's a lot of equipment moving around. Again, just trying to channel the water to where it needs to be.
I guess if you're maybe you're new to the area, you might hear, hey, there's a new lake down there, you know, let's go check it out. And it is kind of a new lake because it hasn't been a lake, you know, but it used to be a lake.
There's a lake. That's definitely going to be a lake. And we've only seen just a small portion of it. There's, you know, again, it's if you look back into the historical levels of that lake, it's, like I said, 1,000 square miles, and we're occupying maybe 5 square miles, maybe a little bit bigger than that at this point. So it still has a lot of room to grow, and there's still a lot of water up on those mountains that are going to ultimately come down and into that lake bottom.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's not just the storms that are rolling through, which, like you say, there's another one now predicted next week. I don't know how big that's supposed to be. But it's not just that. It's the snowpack up there that's going to melt.
And spring.
Yeah. And, you know, a heat wave could cause flooding, and we still have to get through that. How much are you guys in contact with the hydrologists that are trying to manage that through the dams and the rivers? Do you guys keep daily. A pretty close eye on that?
We are. We're daily doing that. We're checking outflows out of the four lakes that impact our lake bottom. I know that they're getting ready to open the South Fork of the Kings River that will flow directly down into the lake bottom on, you know, through the western side of the city of Lemoore. So, you know, we're talking Corcoran right now, and we haven't even begun to see water that's going to come down through the city, between the city of Lemoore and NAS Lemoore. So, you know, good people are in place that are making sure that those waterways are going to flow correctly and stay within their bounds so that we don't have significant flooding issues up in that part of our county.
You know, it's, we were talking to the Tulare County Sheriff, and you're talking about, you know, the Sheriff's Department has things that you do every day, right? This is like additional work. How do you manage that? You've still got crime and other things going on that you normally deal with. You have enough manpower for all this?
We do at the time, at the moment. You know, our resources are stretched thin, but we have a lot of good men and women that work for us that are committed to our mission and public, and, you know, providing public safety and service, and we've done this without any hiccups. You know, again, it's really just a matter of trying to inspect our patrol staff. You know, we're checking bridges, we're checking, you know, making sure that water isn't crossing over roadways, and then reporting that back into our emergency operations center that's been open and active full-time starting earlier in the week. We opened it on March 10th and been, you know, reporting these incidents through that emergency operations center, just so that we're all on the same page, and it's flowing about as smooth as it can. Again, as you mentioned, the snowpack in the mountain is what's worrisome. So we're, you know, a lot of people have been praying for rain, and those prayers have been answered, but now we just need for a gentle spring and a gentle snow melt, so that we can keep that water controlled coming down those waterways into Kings County.
Isn't that true, though? We've been praying all these years for this rain, and the rain comes, and now it's, you know, now we're saying, okay, let's slow it down now and make a mild and gentle spring so that we don't get completely washed out come, you know, spring, summer.
Sure. You know, the farmers down in that lake bottom are going to take a big hit. Again, what the sheriff said, that, you know, we feed the world here from Kings County, and particularly down there in the lake bottom. So you lose that aspect of things, you know, then the last thing we want to do is have, you know, the significant flooding in the floodplains that are north of Corcoran. And then Corcoran City itself, you know, it's protected by a very large levee system that is intact and it's strong, and they're talking about adding 3 feet to the height of it just as a precaution. There's a couple prisons down there, mm-hmm. with 8,000 inmates between the two of them, and so there's a lot of dynamics that are going on that we're monitoring and making the best decisions that we can along the way.
Well, let me ask you about that. You sound like you're kind of like below sea level or something there. I mean, you know what I mean? These levees protect Corcoran. I mean, you're just, without them, you would be flooded. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the city has levees that traverse the entire southern border of the city of Corcoran along the Tule River, and then a second levee that traverses north and south along the western edge of the city. And the lake, when this lake gets full, and again, we have not seen, it's not full right now. There's just a little bit of water down there. But when that lake is full, we expect water levels to be up near, you know, the top of those levees. You know, those levees are 181 feet above sea level. So, I mean, you're talking, you know, 20, 30 feet of water in that lake bottom would be about to where the depth is along those levees, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, so you're saying what, at 30 feet, above 30 feet, you're getting above the level of Corcoran?
Well, you can. If they breach these levels, I'm looking at a mapping now where we have these levees that are mapped at 184 feet, right? And so if the water in that area reached 185 feet, then that means that it would begin to flood into the city of Corcoran. And that's what we are working towards now to mitigate, to keep from happening. They already have the levees in place, but they're talking to about enhancing that, if you will, just to provide another layer of insurance for the city of Corcoran.
Might be worthwhile. You know,
well, I'm thinking, because of the prison as well, to evacuate that prison or prisons would not be a fun thing to do.
That, yeah, correct. That would not be that would not be an easy task. But I think, you know, the April 1st, when they check the snow melt again on April 1st, is what I'm told it will be. We'll have more answers then of how much water is in the snowpack, and then those experts are going to be able to let us know how much water they can expect that's going to come downstream and how best they can control it. And again, hoping for a mild snow melt would be very beneficial.
Like it just to go up a degree at a time and not have these giant fluctuations in temperature. We have 2 weeks of 100 degrees in the early spring would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. We were talking to the Tulare County Sheriff. He was talking about these levees And during the drought, the squirrels have burrowed in and weakened them. Do you have any problems like that?
I don't know that it's from squirrels or from, you know, that type of animal. But we've had, there's been numerous breaches, and I mean, really too many to count. A lot of it is just because there's an enormous amount of water. We had one last night on Cross Creek near Highway 43, which is the big ingress, egress out of the city of Corcoran. And we were worried about losing a levee breaching off of Cross Creek. And it was from just high volumes of water coming down through that channel and just spinning, and it's just eroding the berms, you know, the levees. And so we've had people out there late last night monitoring literally all night long, you know, putting rock and soil back down to compact the levee to keep the water within its channel. So we've had a lot of breaches elsewhere that have occurred that then becomes a measurement of, do you leave it breached because the water's flowing into farmland and it's taking pressure off of the system, if you will. And so we have experts in the room that are helping to make those determinations. And if there's a determination that the breach needs to be fixed because it would be better, then we fix the breach. If it's not necessary, then we leave it open and let whatever farmland is flooding, flood it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's a dance. It's literally a dance.
It makes absolute sense. One last question for you here. You know, at that lake bottom there, and along that area, what are they farming?
They farm, I have it right here on my desk. There's a bunch. There's wheat, there's tomatoes, there's safflower, pomegranates, pistachios, olives, grapes, cotton, corn, Bermuda grass, barley, almonds, alfalfa. That's just
some of it.
The fuel. And then again, there's dairies and there's poultry and
cattle.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. That's Kings County Assistant Sheriff Robert Thayer there for joining us this morning. Thank you again.
A million acre feet of water isn't going to go away anytime soon. I feel for the farmers and ranchers that are having to deal with this on their land. This will impact the world if people can just grasp that. These farmers and ranchers feed the world, and we're going to have a million acre feet of water covering up an area that feeds the world.
That's Kings County Sheriff there, David Robinson. And of course, this morning, we just spoke with the assistant sheriff of Kings County because the sheriff is in Corcoran right now evaluating whether or not they need to evacuate 60,000 dairy cows, cattle, and also a million chickens, the assistant sheriff said. So busy, busy, busy as that, what they call it, Tulare Lake, which is really kind of farmland mostly, but in times like this year is filled with water and actually becomes a lake. And I got Twitter up right here, right? And our news partner, KMPH Fox 26, has this video posted of basically Corcoran underwater, that area outside Corcoran underwater. And it does. It looks like a lake.
Yeah, there's just a lot of water, and there's only so many places for it to go before it starts, you know, inundating people's houses and things like that. You know, we've been fortunate that we haven't been impacted that much, and a lot of people in the city of Fresno haven't. But this farmland is important, and it could be damaging to some of these crops, and it's something that, like I say, the sheriff said, this is not a 1 or 2 week event. This is going to go on for months because there's still more to come, regardless of what happens with future storms.
Well, and he talks about that. What is it? Million acre feet? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
And the farmland, right? When you have seasonal crops, that's one thing. You know, let the water soak in, and next year maybe you can replant. But we have permanent crops. When those trees are underwater for so long, they drown. They're like people. There's no bringing them back. You can't dry it up. You know, the sun can't take care of it for them. So for some of these crops, it could be years out of production. And you have to consider all of this stuff because, you know, those trees can only handle so much. He mentioned pistachios as one. Love me some pistachios. But if they're underwater for too long, they're gone. You got to replant. that becomes costly too. So all of this is definitely, you said, a balancing act for sure.
Well, all these sheriffs and Office of Emergency Services, you know, are trying to get a handle on what's yet to come. And that's why these hydrologists are doing all their calculations about, you know, he mentioned the April 1st snowpack survey that's coming up. And they'll try to determine how much snow is there, how much water content is in the snow, try to predict historic weather patterns, see what kind of heat is coming, how fast it's going to melt, which is very hard to predict because you just don't know what the weather's going to do. You get a two-week heat wave, it's brand new calculations. You know, it's been kind of nice in terms of snow melt, except we had these warm storms.
Exactly.
Right?
Which melted the snow at lower levels.
Now you have snow back on top of that in these later storms that was cooler. And so they're just trying to keep a handle on this because, like some of our guests have said, these dams, there's enough water to empty and fill these dams multiple times trying to control this water. And it's just counterintuitive because our mindsets have been about trying to store water during the drought. And it's just maddening to watch it all get released, right?
Here's a question for you. Should the governor come and survey this damage and flooding?
No.
Do we want him to come?
Yeah.
I know. Tulare County Sheriff, though, had said, you know, why hasn't he come?
Yeah.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.